This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, intermittent fasting. This current diet trend concentrates less on what you eat and more on when you eat. Rachel Trammell, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System, told me intermittent fasting works for some people, but others need to be very careful.
So mainly, intermittent fasting is a period of time where you don't eat during the day. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes that means that you take maybe 2 or 3 days a week where you don't eat all day. And say you have Monday, Tuesday, you eat, Wednesday, you fast, Thursday, Friday, you eat, Saturday, you fast. Some people do more of a time-based intermittent fasting.
Is this like the 16-8 method or something?
Exactly.
Like?
Yeah. So you would have 8 hours of the day where you eat and 16 hours of the day where you fast.
I've also heard of what, the 5-2 diet?
So the 5-2 diet is one of the plans where you don't eat for 2 days during the week and the other 5 days you do eat during the week.
All right. And then eat, stop, eat.
Eat, stop, eat is interesting because they're doing pauses during the day. So then you have a time where you eat, then you fast, then you eat, then you fast, then you eat.
Okay.
So you're kind of giving your body little chunks of time during the day. The theory is that your body would have a chance to digest nutrients.
So it isn't so much about what you eat, it's about when you eat.
According to the intermittent fasting plan, yes.
Now, everything I've heard about dieting always says that's room for danger. Because if you go long stretches without eating, then you're likely to eat more whenever it is you do eat.
So dieting is so individual, right? Some people do really well with something like this because they need a structure. They feel like they can eat whatever they want in the 8 hours, then the other 16 hours they don't eat. Some people who struggle with not eating for that long period of time and having cravings and things like that would not do well with this. So there have been some studies that showed calorie restriction and eating less during the day versus intermittent fasting both had the same amount of results. So one was not better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also a lot of research about intermittent fasting and diabetes and blood sugar control because of the theory about insulin and eating with insulin release and insulin being a fat storage hormone.
Okay, which then brings up the question, even though intermittent fasting supposedly is about when you eat, not what you eat, but should you be concerned about what you eat when you eat?
Of course, always, right? So if you just eat gummy bears all day long for 8 hours,
right,
and then you don't eat anything for 16 hours, you're still doing a lot of harm to your body.
Okay.
Your body still needs those good macronutrients like protein and fat and carbs, good high-fiber carbs like brown rice or vegetables to help it function the best.
What is it that fasting is supposed to do for the body?
So the theory is that whenever you eat, you're giving your body carbohydrates, and that results in the release of insulin. When insulin is released in your body, and say the typical American diet, you have a meal, a snack, a meal, a snack, a snack. When that happens, you're having insulin release almost all day long. So the theory is that when you give your body a break, there's no food, then your insulin reduces, and that can result in fat loss.
So in some ways, this can be healthy or not?
It can be healthy depending on the way that you approach it. If you have an eating disorder, a history of bulimia or anorexia, this is not a good idea for you. The reason is because you can become obsessed with the times that you're eating and it can become a problem. If you have diabetes and you're on insulin, it's never a good idea to take insulin without eating food. So we wouldn't want you to do a 5-2 fast where you're not eating all day, but you're still using insulin. That can be very dangerous. So we don't want to do that. It's always a good idea to talk to your doctor and your dietitian about those questions because they will be able to answer them for you.
So who might do well with intermittent fasting then?
Someone who has a problem with maybe overeating, maybe eating at night and is really struggling with a lot of sugar cravings might do well with having that start and stop time to tell themselves, okay, it's time for me to eat. It's time for me to stop eating. And during the day, I'm going to have some structured meals.
Person would have to be disciplined, though, to follow this.
You do have to be disciplined. Usually, most people I've talked to who do this say that the first couple of weeks are really hard because they're used to eating later at night or used to eating all day long. But once their body adjusts to the fasting, no matter what they're doing, they say that it's much easier.
Rachel Trammell, thank you for being with me.
Thanks, Sam. It's always good to be with you.